This is Don Letts, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra. Stay tuned.
Saturday afternoon, January 16th at 4 p.m., tune in Orlando et la Tempête Virile Symphony Redux Suite by Joseph Nechtival and Andrew Deutsch. The Virile Symphony is drawn from the novel Orlando, written by Virginia Woolf in 1928, and is featured on the Saturday afternoon show from 4 to 6 p.m., January 16th, on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bob Wills Architecture of Rhinecliffe, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXE sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXE.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM, listener-aided and abetted radio.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a student at Columbia Greene Community College, and I'm also from Hudson.
I am Lena, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Georgia, and I live about 15 minutes away from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate.
Bookish things.
And we're usually joined by our friends Mashuda and Fatia, and sometimes AJ or Nico or other friends. And we're really excited to welcome Georgia today to the radio show. So welcome, Georgia. I guess before we dive into talking about a book, could you just tell us a little bit, Georgia, about what kinds of books you like any favorite authors or favorite genres or types of books?
Well, I am a big fan of graphic novels. If you were to look at the pile of books next to my bed, you would see it's just all graphic novels. And I had to reduce it because one day it was piling so high up on my bedside table, it reached past the window.
Oh.
It reached up like...
It's going to block your sun.
Yeah. So I reduced it. But anyways, I also love fantasy. I like novels. I really like funny books. I love mysteries.
Nice.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I think there's a lot of shared interests in this group here. We talk a lot about graphic novels and fantasy. I like a good mystery too. Some funny stuff as well. So look forward to hearing more about some of the books you like in the coming weeks. Why don't we start off today with Amelia?
Oh, that's me.
That is you.
I know I've been working through Bitten for like months now, and I finally gave up on it because it's so bad. It's really bad. So now
this,
I'm like,
this is the book that you started in your senior year of high school and put down for a year and then started again.
It's a funny story. My friend brought that book into the English class I was in order to make fun of it with the teacher. And I said, I'm going to read it. I'm going to take on this challenge. And every day I will come back and I will give you guys the debriefing on what I've read so far and why it's not good. You know, it was supposed to be a game and it was going to be fun. But then senior year just stopped and I never got the chance to go back there again. So now it's just here. And I thought, I've made it through this far, I can finish it. But it's so bad. It's terrible.
Yeah, I find sometimes when I'm not enjoying a book too, it makes me not want to read at all. But then there's always books I want to read. So it's like blocking my way towards the good books or the hopefully good books. So sometimes you do have to just put that book down. And maybe this time it'll be for good for you. Or maybe you'll pick it up in another 2 years.
My friend said she wanted it back, so I'm going to give it back to her, and I'll never have to see it again.
Excellent.
Yeah, now I'm looking for something else to read.
Do you have any ideas what you'll pick up next?
I have a few ideas. I got some new books for Christmas, including a book that called Nick, which 2021 was the year that The Great Gatsby got put into the public domain. Mm-hmm. So Nick is basically based off that, is based off the main character before he meets Gatsby, which is going to be really fun to read because that makes me really happy. I've been waiting for this year for like derivative works of The Great Gatsby to come out because it's one of my favorite books.
Yeah, I thought of you when I saw the news that was entering the public domain. So I know that's a favorite. So Lena, what book did you want to talk about today?
I want to talk about a book that I've been writing, and it's technically, I guess, fan fiction because this book has like characters that I like in it.
What was it that you said? What kind of fan fiction?
My book is technically like fan fiction.
No, but of what?
It has... Okay, so I never said what kind of fan fiction it was, but I said that it's technically fan fiction because it has like characters that I like in the book. I don't want to say the characters on the radio because I just don't feel like it.
Secret fan fiction.
Yes, secret fan fiction. But my sister said it was very interesting because I threw a bunch of surprises. I threw like a bunch of surprises into the one page that I have so far. And yeah, and plus, though, I think that I should probably start working on it as soon as I'm done with my schoolwork. Because, like I said, I only have one page and my character hasn't even met the characters that are in the, like, that's in the character information thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Is it going to be a short story or a longer book?
It'll probably be a longer book. It might be interesting. I don't know, but my sister says it's interesting so far. Because I pulled some very interesting punches in the beginning. But, like, I kind of want to read a little bit to the listeners out there and to the other co-hosts.
Okay.
But I don't know what to read at all. Oh, my sister's here. I should ask her.
Okay. We'll wait a second and see if
so it's my sister says that I should read the ending.
Okay.
I'm going to ask her, where is the ending? It's not finished. Okay. So I'm going to start reading some of it. That's when I realized people were talking about me, but not in a good way. I crossed the street to get away from those rude girls. But then a few seconds later, I heard someone yell, "Watch out!" I looked to my left and saw a truck heading towards me. I was frozen. Everything went black before I knew it. Then I woke up in my room. I don't know what was going on. If I had survived being hit by the truck, then I should be in the hospital, not my room. Though it could be a nightmare. Yeah, I think it was a nightmare. And that's all I'm going to read you, even though this is like half of a sentence. Yeah, but I don't want to give much of a spoiler if I actually do put it out in the public.
Yeah. Do you have any place that you're thinking about sharing it publicly?
No, but right now it's going to be on the radio show.
Yes.
But I'm probably going to ask like some of the other people on the radio, like Amelia, Emily, maybe Georgia.
To like read it with you sometime?
Yeah, maybe. And I might ask them for like if it's good or
okay.
I don't know, send a copy to them.
Cool. That'd be fun to read.
It would be fun to read.
Well, thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
So Georgia, do you have a book that you wanted to share with us today?
Yes, it has a really long title called The Girl Who Circumnavigated Fairyland in a Ship of Her Own Making. And it's by Catherine Invalente. And it is a fantasy novel. And partly what I like about it is it gets exciting from the first page and it just keeps you locked in and it makes you not want to stop reading until you finish the entire book. It's actually my personal favorite book, and it's really good. There are really beautiful illustrations for the start of each chapter. Mm. Like, they're really beautiful. I don't know who drew them, but here's one illustration. Really detailed.
Oh, yeah, that is beautiful. They're like black and white. Yeah, more detailed than I feel like often when there's little illustrations at the beginnings of chapters, they're very simple. These are more detailed.
These are probably cool. The illustrations for the entire thing. So they probably put a lot of effort into it.
Mm-hmm. And what's the story about?
It's about a girl named September who's really tired of her dull, boring life. So this guy named Green Wind comes through her window on a flying leopard and asks September if she wants to take a trip to Fairyland with him. And she takes up his offer and they go Fairyland. And it's just a really good book. And Fairyland is a land of mystical creatures. Like there's a like head queen. There's like a beach of gold. There are fairies, elves, dragons, you name it. And the story follows through her adventures there.
I think that's part of a series, right? Have you read any of the other ones?
No, I have not. Okay, then I'm going to check those out.
I think it's a series. I don't know if they're just similar titles, because there's one that's like the boy who ... Like it's a long title. Yeah, that one sounds really good. I've actually had that on my to-read list since it first came out, which was many years ago, and I just never got around to it. So I'll have to read it now that I know it's one of your favorites, much like I did with one of Lena's favorites. I finally read that. I think I've read all of Amelia's favorites, I think, except Wings of Fire. I still have to read Wings of Fire.
I was about to say, I'm still trying to convince my mom to read the second half of that, and she won't. She, I'm very sad.
Would it count if I read the graphic novel, or should I read the novel?
I think it counts. All the graphic novels that I have so far have been pretty accurate to the book. So, yeah, that would probably work.
That would count.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
I really hope they make graphic novels out of the special edition books, too, because one of those is my favorite in the entire series. And I'd probably cry if it ever came out as a graphic novel.
Yay. Well, I hope they do.
So let me get this straight. You've had one book on your reading list for 10 years.
Oh, I've had more than one book. I have many books on my to read list, but I just haven't gotten around to it. But I do like to, when I find out it's somebody's favorite book, I like to push those books up in the list. So I will make a point to read that. So I'm going to do something a little different today. I'm going to just quickly mention two books that I'm reading. I'm listening to. Well, one I'm listening to and one I'm listening to and reading, and then mention one that I'm excited to listen to as well that I just added to my to-read list that is not the book that you just mentioned. So I've been reading a book which I know is also on Amelia's to-read list, which is a book for adults. So I'm not going to talk in too much detail about it, but it's The Blade Between by Sam J. Miller, who's a local author, and it's a sci-fi book set in Hudson. And it's got a lot of connections to the real Hudson. So it's definitely recognizable as Hudson, even though there's strange things happening and it's a fictional book. So it's not, you know, it's not historical fiction. And so I'm really enjoying that so far. The audiobook is really good. And I love Sam's writing. And I'm also reading and listening to Dolly Parton's Songteller, which was a book that I got for Christmas, which is this amazingly beautiful coffee table book, if you're a fan of Dolly Parton, that is, that sort of talks about her life through her songs. So it both shares elements of her personal history, but also kind of talks about her songwriting process and the particular meanings behind her songs. And so the book has a lot of really beautiful pictures, historical photographs of her. It also has the lyrics to songs. And then the audio version has her talking, which is great. You know, her voice is the voice for her parts of the book. And then it also has samples from those songs. So it's really fun to listen to. And the library's nonfiction book club is reading Dolly Parton-focused books this month because Dolly Parton's 75th birthday is on January 19th. And so we're celebrating her by reading or listening to podcasts or, you know, enjoying nonfiction media about Dolly Parton. And on our website, on the Nonfiction Book Club website, for anyone who's listening, you can find a Spotify playlist that has 75 songs by Dolly Parton that I personally selected for her 75th birthday because I'm a big fan. So I'm listening to that and reading that and enjoying it. And then I also wanted to mention a book that is next on my to-read list, which is a book for younger readers. It's a middle grade fiction novel by Kenneth Oppel, and it is the first in a trilogy called Bloom. And I will read you the description. The invasion begins, but not as you'd expect. It begins with rain. Rain that carries seeds, seeds that sprout overnight everywhere. These new plants take over crop fields, twine up houses, and burrow below streets. They bloom and release toxic pollens. They bloom and form Venus flytrap-like pods that swallow animals and people. They bloom everywhere, unstoppable. Or are they? Three kids on a remote island seem immune to the toxic plants. Anaya, Petra, Seth. They each have strange allergies, and yet not to these plants. What's their secret? Can they somehow be the key to beating back this invasion? They'd better figure it out fast, because it's starting to rain again. And this book came out this year, and I thought it sounded really good, but what added it to the top of my to-read list is I read on a blog that I really love to read that they highly suggested it as a really great audiobook, like that you should definitely enjoy this one on audio. And I'm a big audiobook lover. So if anyone tells me that it's a book that's like the best way to enjoy it is on audio, I dive in, unless it sounds awful and then I don't. But this was one that was already somewhere in my to-read list, but that kind of pushed it to the top. But I'll have George's book second.
I think I've gained a bit of an appreciation for LibriVox recordings audiobooks on YouTube, especially after a semester of college where I have to read Billy Budd in a day and I put the recording on 2x speed and just zoom through it. They've been a lifesaver every so often.
Yeah. I usually listen to things at, like, depending on the book and depending on the app that I'm using, somewhere between, sometimes I'll listen at one, just like standard speed, but usually I'll go up a little bit, like 1.2 or 1.3. But there was one time when I was trying to get a book done in time for a discussion group, and I knew that I didn't have time to finish it at a normal speed. So that time I went to whatever the max was, and it was bizarre. It was so fast. I don't know how people listen to it that fast. And actually, because he's listening right now, to the podcast. My husband listens to our show on a podcast and he listens to it fast. So he's probably hearing us talk pretty fast right now, but he doesn't go too fast, just a little fast. But if I ever hear it live with him, he's like, why are you all talking so slowly? Because he's used to us talking so fast. But shout out to Michael. Thanks for listening. Well, those are our books for this week. Does anyone have anything that they're particularly excited for in the coming week or month or
my birthday
in general?
Is tomorrow.
Oh,
that's exciting.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
And it was just Mashuda's birthday earlier this week, too.
Yeah, it feels like a lot of birthdays are happening in January.
It's a good time to be born.
I guess so.
Good month. Hey, well, I hope you have a good birthday. Do you have anything fun planned?
I might hang out with like one single friend and we might watch movies.
Oh,
obviously
sounds nice.
Can't have a big party or anything, but
yeah,
have a little get together. So
sounds nice.
That should be fun.
Do you know what you're going to watch?
I just got a bunch of years ago. I don't remember what year exactly, but a horror movie called The Forest came out. And I'm not sure if you remember. It focuses on the suicide forest in Japan, which is a real place and is like a major like landmark there. And a few years ago, there was a horror movie made out of it. And I remember really liking it, but I never got it on DVD until now. It was actually one of my birthday presents, early birthday presents from an uncle. So I kind of want to check that out. Last time I saw it was when it was in the theater. So it's been a long time. I don't remember everything about it. It might freak me out a bit, but I'm excited.
Okay to be scared sometimes. It's good for you.
Yeah. I like horror movies.
Yeah. Well, I hope you have a very good birthday. I hope you get some treats.
I got an ice cream cake.
Nice. Anyone else have anything exciting in the coming week, something you're looking forward to?
The weekend.
Yay. I like the weekend too. Do Do you have anything in mind for the weekend or just lack of school?
Lack of school.
That's fair. How about you, Georgia?
Well, it will be my little cousin's birthday, and my little cousin and I are so close. We're like sisters. Hers is the 15th. And on that same day, a new season of my favorite shows is coming out. So it's exciting.
What's the show?
Bunked.
Bunked? What is that? I don't think I know it.
It's a Disney sitcom.
Ah, sounds fun. I'm trying to think what is coming up that I'm excited about. I have been doing some fun rewatching with my husband and some friends where we are rewatching the Star Wars live action films in chronological like timeline order as opposed to like release order, and then discussing each one on Zoom because we can't watch and talk about them in person. So we each watch them and then like talk about them, and that's been really fun. Especially, I don't think I'd never finished the third one, The Revenge of the Sith, because I fell asleep watching it and I hadn't been enjoying it at the time. So I just never got around to catching up and finishing it.
My dad told you about his quest to watch every single movie on Disney Plus in alphabetical order.
In alphabetical order?
Yes, he's on he just finished Bambi a couple nights ago. Now he has to watch the Bambi 2 and a couple other Bambis. And I don't know why there are so many Bambis, but okay.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I feel like
he should like. I told him he should like watch a bunch of bad ones and then go to the and then like watch some good ones. Like you got to watch all the bad Aladdin sequels and then watch something really good, like The Hunchback of Notre Dame. But he refuses. He says he has to go in alphabetical order, otherwise he's cheating.
It's true.
I just don't get it. How long is it going to be till he reaches H? It's going to be so long till he can watch The Hunchback of Notre Dame. And that makes me sad.
Imagine how long it is until he's going to be able to watch it. That starts with Z. It'll maybe a year, maybe have that as a New Year's resolution for 2022.
Yeah, I'm waiting for him to... There was a Disney original movie, like the kind that they would just air on Disney Channel, and it was called Pixel Perfect, and I remember it in a weird way. I remember it as if I, like, dreamt it, because it felt really surreal for a Disney movie, but I remember seeing it when I was really little on the Disney Channel, and that might be on Disney Plus, and I might need to watch it again, because I remember it being really weird and really, like, existential for a Disney movie.
Is he watching the TV series too, or just the movies?
Right now he's watching the movies. I don't know what he's going to do when he gets the TV series. I have no idea. I assume he's not, because otherwise he would have gotten onto Ant Farm before moving on to like the letter B. So maybe he's skipping the shows, or Ant Farm isn't on Disney Plus, which is a crime, but okay.
Oh, so Emily, pretty much you're having a movie literature people?
It's like a book group, but not about a book.
Filmature circle?
But the movie likely started with a story and a script and then got made into a movie. So there are written words, and you have to read the scroll, like in Star Wars, they have that scroll at the beginning. So we are reading. And actually we've been watching with the subtitles on. Just because there was one time I was watching one and I was sort of like half watching Attack of the Clones because it's not my favorite. And I was having trouble concentrating because I kept getting distracted because I wasn't enjoying it as much. And so then I put on the subtitles so that I'd end up reading it.
When theaters eventually reopen, I'm going to be stressed out by the lack of subtitles.
Oh, yeah.
I watch everything with subtitles.
The funny thing, though, is with the Star Wars is that when R2-D2 or Chewbacca talk, they have subtitles for it. It's just like beep, bleep, bleep for R2-D2. And then Chewbacca is just always going, gah.
I like it. I like it when you're watching it with subtitles, and it's very clearly meant for like a deaf audience, because the music isn't like parentheses, and it just says like tense music or dramatic music, and I'm just like, okay. It's kind of funny.
It is really funny. My little sister watches a show called Super Wings. The subtitles, a lot of times the subtitles are on, but like for the intro, it said rock music in parentheses.
Yeah.
It really isn't that much rock music. I guess you could say it as electric guitar, but it's not really rock.
One of the most stressful things is watching anything that was originally made in Japanese on Netflix, like anime and stuff. Because you will click English subtitles and you will click English audio and the English subtitles will not match up with the English audio. Because when they dub it, they have to match the lip flaps of the characters because that's all already been animated. So it will not match up. It'll have the same general meaning, but it will not be the same words. And it's really annoying.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Yeah, translation's tricky. It's possible also that when they translate for the voiceover dub, it's a different, like they use a different translation when they do the subtitles.
Yeah.
Like they might make the subtitle. I don't know. That's interesting.
Everything is already animated. So they have to match the animation with whatever the character is saying. So they might substitute some words that are like two syllables into a word that maybe means the same thing, but is one syllable just to match the way the mouths are moving. But that means like, that means the subtitles will not match up. It's very strange.
It's a real struggle.
It's a real struggle, I guess. First world problems.
Yeah. Well, we're just about out of time for today, but we hope everyone listening has a really wonderful week with lots of quality reading time, even if that reading is subtitles on your TV. And we'll be here next week to talk about some more books. Happy birthday, Amelia and Mashuda. Yay. Happy reading.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Llama al cielo.